Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for economic sanctions against Turkey 4 days after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet near the Turkey-Syrian border. Putin signed a decree today ordering the sanctions that will restrict imports of some Turkish products, prohibit extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and impact Turkish company operations in Russia. The decree also calls for ending charter flights from Russia to Turkey and for Russian tourism companies to stop selling vacation packages that include any time or a stay in Turkey. Earlier today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of a Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. Turkish police fired gas and water cannon to disperse more than 1,000 protesters in Istanbul today, demonstrating after unknown attackers killed a leading Kurdish lawyer in southeastern Turkey. Witnesses say the assailants opened fire on Tahir Elci and other activists as they gave a press statement to a gathering in the mainly Kurdish province of Diyarbakir. The shooting also triggered a firefight between Kurdish rebels and security forces. It's not immediately clear whether LG or the police were targets of the attack. LG was chairman of the Diyarbakir Bar Association and was arrested last month for saying the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party was not a terrorist organization. The United Nations is condemning in the strongest terms a rocket attack on a UN base in northern Mali, which killed two UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured at least 20 others. The UN Security Council called on the government of Mali to conduct a quick but thorough investigation into today's attack. A senior member of the Al-Qaeda-linked group Ansar Dine has taken responsibility for the violence. This is VOA.